Western Europe is in the grips of a brutal heat wave that is breaking records and spreading further north than ever before. Britain registered its highest ever temperature at over 104 degrees in London, and wildfires have broken out across Portugal, Spain, and France, killing hundreds. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
I've just come out of my own apartment into the street, and I've lived here a pretty long time, and I think I've never felt such hot air. It's 8 o'clock at night. The sun is still baking and there's a hot wind. It does not feel like Paris.
I'm François Jobard, a weather forecaster in Météo France, in Paris.
Jobard agrees it doesn't feel like Paris, where the average summer temperature is around 80. He switches to French to get more technical.
This afternoon was 105 degrees, the second hottest day registered in Paris in 150 years, since the first weather station was put in a Central Park in 1873. From then until 2019, there was only one day where it got that hot, and that was in 1947.
Jobard says the heat waves will become more frequent and intense because greenhouse gases have undeniably caused global warming. He says the current heat dome is due to air from North Africa and the Sahara Desert that's stagnating over Europe. Sebastian Mernild is a professor of climate change and glaciology at the Climate Institute of the University of Southern Denmark. I reach him on the phone in Italy, where he's on vacation.
So I'm just walking on the street with my family here.
Mernild says warm air from Africa is going farther north because the jet stream is weakening and becoming more unstable. And that's happening because Arctic temperatures are rising faster than everywhere else.
Arctic heats up, roughly speaking, on average 3 times faster compared to the global mean temperature change.
The Arctic is heating up 3 times faster than everywhere else. Mernild says it will all get worse until we reduce our greenhouse emissions. In Paris, most apartments don't have air conditioning. I wanted to see how Parisians are coping. I lower the shades to keep the sun out and close the windows all day. And when I get up in the morning very early, I open them and try to get some fresh air in. And I have the fans going, says Adnan Abadi.
Excusez-moi, madame.
Another woman tells me she has no time to talk because she's got a bag of ice that's melting and her little son who's holding her hand is not well from the heat and sun. Many people say they haven't felt heat like this since the summer of 2003, when more than 30,000 mostly elderly people died across Europe, with 14,000 deaths in France alone. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.